Hey everyone, this is Sandra Leva with the Immigration Medic Podcast. I am an immigration activist, a storyteller, a mentor, and a podcast producer. And I'm here today with Anuz and Deepika from the podcast At the End of the Day. We're all doing a lot of great work on immigration and storytelling.
Handel, thank you so much for being in our podcast.
Thank you, Anuz and Deepika. I really appreciate being here.
Yeah. You're a podcaster, a storyteller, a mentor. You seem to be a young guy who everyone wants to be today, in today's world.
Every young guy
wants to be a person like you, a mentor, a storyteller, because that sounds really cool.
I really appreciate that compliment. I really do.
So, Handel, let's start this interview with a short intro about your podcast. So, what is your podcast about?
So, my podcast is called Immigration Mike. I started it in 2015, 2016, and it's really about people telling their stories, their mm-hmm. personal stories, and, you know, what the anecdotes that they want to share when it comes to the fight for immigration reform. Right. Now I know, you know, in listening to your podcast, and I believe you guys have done like 40 episodes or so.
We have done like
more than 60 episodes.
Yes.
60 episodes, yeah. Right?
So that means you haven't listened to the past 20 episodes.
But the thing is, you know, in listening to your podcast, like I hear the complexities. I hear, you know, the passion that people have, the entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that your podcast focuses on a different part of the immigration system, and mine focuses on the immigration movement.
Yes. Right.
And so when I found you guys on LinkedIn, I thought, you guys have an immigration podcast, I have an immigration podcast, there's not too many of us out there, let's get together. Mm-hmm. And so I sent you a message, and here we are today.
Thank you so much for reaching out to us. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
Uh-huh. And that's the importance of community, you know, not only when it comes to our immigration stories, our personal stories, but also in podcasting.
Right.
Podcasting is relatively new, it's energetic. So wherever I can help, I always look to open doors. Yeah. So that's why I'm here with you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, I listened to a couple of episodes from your podcast, Immigration Mike podcast, right? And where MIC stands for Moving Immigration Conversation.
You did your research.
Yeah. yes. And as you stated out very clearly on the website of your podcast, when you interview your guests, you're constantly talking about immigration reforms and the complexities around what people have to go through to get a legal status in the United States. How do you manage to get so many inspiring personalities in your podcast?
Well, when I started the podcast, it was at a time when the previous presidential administration was conducting deportation raids. Mm-hmm. And as you know, in the next president, the current president, like it's gotten tenfold toxic, right? So my thing was, people are shouting on Facebook, people are shouting on Twitter, on Instagram, but there are these words, these paragraphs. I want to hear the stories behind them. I want to know who these people are, what drives them, what are their passions, what are their fears, how are they overcoming? And that's how I started. And whenever I have a guest on my podcast, I always tell them, this is your interview. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, whatever media outlet interviews them, they have, you know, their purpose. They're going to get their soundbite. But no, with me, we're going to sit and we're going to talk 40, 50 minutes and you can say whatever you want. And I know that that is going to help other people listen to it in a podcast format instead of just seeing like a 2-minute sound clip on TV.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Hinder, you also work in a nonprofit organization and you're doing podcasts at the same time. How hectic is your schedule and how are you managing your time?
I showed up here, and you guys were here yesterday, so very hectic,
right.
But I love it because I will say that, you know, you talk about, you know, me being a young professional and maybe people looking up to me, you know, mm-hmm. But about a year ago, I didn't have any of that.
Mm.
3 years ago, when I got fired from my job, like, I was very depressed and angry and sad, and even last year, but through the podcast, it's been opening doors to other mentors.
Mm-hmm.
And those mentors have been opening doors and giving me opportunities. So I'm just, you know, going through those doors, but at the same time, I'm looking to open those doors up for other people because I know what it's like to sit and struggle and be sad and be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever I could do to help other people, I'm going to open those doors for them. So.
Mm-hmm. And Handel, you and I, we were talking before this interview that we actually don't make money doing this podcast. So what is keeping you inspired?
Yeah. So one of the big parts of my personal story is that I have a background in community organizing for immigration reform. And I believe in 2014, there was a young woman who I met randomly, had never met her before, and she told me, "I think you're one of those people that I'm trying to help, that you're trying to help. I have DACA," and her name was Ileana Fernandez. Mm-hmm. And so I sat with her, for weeks, and I mentored her on how to tell her story and how to do one-on-ones and how to be an organizer. She got hired by a local organization after I put her on a few panels. And then in the 2016 election, she was on every major news outlet, every major magazine. That girl became a superstar. She went everywhere. Sometimes she's sitting next to Senator Schumer, or she sued the current administration over DACA. She was a part of that lawsuit. She was able to graduate from college after 7 years. She bought her family a house. She bought a new car. These are all, it all came from that conversation. And mm-hmm. today she's actually the lead organizer for Make the Road New York in Brentwood. So she's leading work now. So for me, from this girl who was so nervous to tell her story, wow. to becoming this superstar, mm-hmm. that's the motivation behind the podcast. Mm-hmm. Because I love when my guests get opportunity from the podcast to connect to other organizations or other guests, and they do work together. So that's what keeps me motivated.
Well, Deepika was telling me that she was listening to one of your episodes and you are close to making it 100.
Yes.
And you have some plans. So do you want to share your plans with our audience?
Yeah. So so there was a project that I worked on 4 years ago at Hofstra University. And there was a professor who I worked with. And it turns out 4 years later, he's now the vice dean of school communications at Hofstra. So we've gotten together and I pitched him this idea of doing 100 episodes of the podcast. Sort of like a live taping celebration with, really, just a really big production. And so that's coming in November. And
what date is that?
November 13th, but don't hold me to it yet.
Okay.
But November.
Okay, mm-hmm. November.
Mm-hmm. And my guest, we're actually going to go full circle, because in these 100 episodes, I have not interviewed Ileana yet.
Oh.
So full circle, mm-hmm. she's going to be my guest.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, that is a very inspiring story. What are the kinds of feedbacks do you receive? What are the kinds of feedback that you receive from your listeners of mm-hmm. your podcast?
I think everybody is just kind of grateful that this platform exists, mm-hmm. because I think in activism, not just in human rights organizing, but any kind of activism,
yeah.
you get burnt out really quickly. I think activism is really a maximum 3-year career kind of thing, and after that you get burnt out. So for me, what inspires me was what people would talk about behind the scenes, mm-hmm. because that's when you really see the real passion and challenges, etc. And so that's what I'm hoping the podcast serves for, sort of as therapy, and people can identify with each other's common struggles, and that's what the that's what I hope people get from it.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, this very last episode that I put out a couple days ago was a young woman who has DACA, is from Poland, and she's considered to be a white DACA recipient.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had her interview, we turned the camera off, and we were talking some more, and it's she has her immigration story, I have my connection to immigration, and we're sort of alone in our spheres, right. because we each represent a certain part of the immigration story that not many people have. So we connect on that commonality, and again, that's the therapeutic part of it.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, many of our audience who are listening and who are watching this conversation right now would like to subscribe to your podcast. Mm-hmm. So where should they find your podcast?
So it's at Immigration Mike, mm-hmm. So that's the Instagram page, and then they can go on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well.
Right. Okay. And we are almost at the end of the podcast. If you had to give an advice to newly arriving immigrants like us,
yeah.
what advice do you want to give out to them?
So there's two pieces that I came here wanting to say. Number one is that even if you came through the system, mm-hmm. nothing is guaranteed today politically. The political climate, everything is so toxic that whatever you think is safe today may not be safe tomorrow. So yes, listen to it at the end of the day. Yes, listen to it at Immigration Mike podcast, because you never know what can help you in the future. Mm-hmm. And secondly, is more on content creation and podcasting. Nobody go listen to the first 50 episodes of Immigration Mike. And I think I like rap on like the intro for like the first 50. But the advice I have is put that content out there. Put your voice out there. How express yourself, because you need to begin somewhere. Because yes, I'm reaching 100 episodes. Yes, this is going to be, you know, this great celebration or whatever. But I'm telling you, I came from a place where I was sitting in my basement and tears falling down my face. Like, I had lost everything. And it was only through putting this content out that I got myself back. I got my career back. And I'm opening doors for more people.
Good idea. You have to start from somewhere. Yeah. If you just stay idle, you are going nowhere.
Yeah.
So yeah, on that note, we are ending our podcast. And yeah, thank you so much, Angel, for this time. And thank you so much for reaching out to us so that we are having this conversation.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you guys are great.
And so are you.
Thank you.
So it's time to wrap up. And before we do so, we would like to thank BetterWorks for providing us the space to record the conversation. And keep following our conversation, keep following the podcast at the end of the day, and of course, Hendel Leva's podcast, Immigration Mike, as well.
Yes, subscribe to Immigration Mike and subscribe to At the End of the Day. Find us on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, all the podcast platforms.
Okay, so we will catch you next. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey guys, a quick note. If you have a personal story that you think might be helpful to the newly arriving immigrants in the U.S., please contact us. We would love to feature you in our podcast. Go to our website, podcastattheendoftheday.com, and write to us by going to the feedback section.
And by the way, if you love this podcast, you can support us with a small donation. Your help will enable us to continue producing more episodes. The link to support our podcast is in the description below.